Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Saturday, the 28th of March, 2015, and it's about 11:30 in the AM. How are we all? Right. Had a bit of trouble yesterday. So, yes, those of you who are aware, those of you who have listened to previously this week will be aware that I was let down by BT earlier in the week. When they didn't turn up to do my broadband installation. And finally, I got somebody out on Friday morning to come and do the install. And yeah, it went reasonably smoothly. So anyway, the upshot of it was the main problem that I was worried about was networking, because a lot of the stuff that I have for my TV and video needs to be hardwired. My my Humax TV box is a it's the top of the range FreeSat box that Humax. Well, it's not. They do one that's slightly more expensive. And when I inquired, I bought it from Humax Direct. And when I inquired what the difference was, the guy basically said, "Oh, well, the other one's got Wi-Fi on board. Other than that, they're exactly the same." So I kind of thought, "All right, okay. Well, Wi-Fi would probably be useful." And it's only an extra 20 quid or something. And he said, the only trouble is the other one only comes in white. White? What? Are you joking? No, I don't want a white one. So I ditched the everything else on my TV thing's black, so it would just look daft. So I ditched the idea of the Wi-Fi one. I thought, well, I don't need it anyway because my router is right next to where it's going to be, so I could just hardwire it. It's not a problem. Of course, now it is a problem because the router has had to go back into the other end of the house, into the office where the master socket is. Well, it didn't have to. To be fair, the guy said, he did say straight away when I said there was a problem, he said straight away that he would be able to patch the secondary socket, which is in the lounge. He could basically turn that into the master socket, which would be great because that means I could keep everything in the lounge as it is now. However, in my head, I had this vision that this telephone box was or socket was behind my TV unit, and actually, it's because it's that long since I've had anything to do with it. I realised then it's not. It's actually behind my sofa at the other end of the lounge, and there's an extension lead. I assume that must have been put in when the original Sky installation was done when we moved in 6 years ago. The guys run an extension, phone extension, right the way around the outside of the room, which has the wrong type of socket on. Oh, no, it has the right kind of socket on to fit into the router, because obviously it's plugged into a router at the minute, but apparently it has to come direct from the socket, so I would need to find like a 5 meter long cable or something. And then I was still, it would be on an extension, so he said with a cable that long, he said he can't guarantee how reliable it would be. And also the fact that he said if ever you have a problem, BT are going to want it plugged directly into the master socket, but on a standard lead, not on a 5 meter one, because they would have to eliminate that. So it would mean disconnecting everything, and then I would have nothing plugged in, blah, blah, blah. So in the end, I just said, look, stick it in the office, and I will use the advice that I've been given from Simon, SM2N. Thank you very much, Simon. this is like returning consumer advice for using these Ethernet home plugs. And I can just use those. And yes, I've seen a four-way one with four sockets in, so I can plug everything in. I think I've now only got three things, because now the router's back in the office, that's actually benefited me really, because it's freed up two sockets in the lounge, two plug sockets, because I've managed to shift the router out, and I've also shifted my NAS drive out of the lounge and put that in network storage drive, and I've put that into the office as well, which is good in two ways, because it frees up an extra socket, and also it also gets it out of the lounge, because when it's running, it's a little bit noisy, not massively noisy, but it can be a little bit irritating if you're trying to watch something on TV. Especially late at night when the volume's down and stuff, you know. But so that's good. So that's gone out the room, and I just need to pick up some of these Ethernet plugs. But the TV box will work. I can still watch TV. It just means I haven't got access to the interactive services, you know, YouTube and iPlayer and all that malarkey. But I've got access to that through other devices which run on Wi-Fi, such as my Xbox One, and I've got a Chromecast as well. So you know, I can work around that in the interim. I've also got a WDTV, which is a little bit like an Apple TV, sort of a streaming-y type thing. It interfaces with my network drive and streams video and stuff that I've got saved onto there. A little bit like an Apple TV, but apparently it's more versatile. It can play more formats of video or something. Codecs, are they called? Something, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, so that needs to be connected to the network. And ideally, my Xbox One needs to be connected to the network as well. It can work on Wi-Fi. And ultimately, I'm running on about 10 or 12. I have been running on 10 or 12 megs on copper wired. So maybe a touch more wired. I was getting about 12 or 13 wireless. 10 to 12 wireless. So on copper, on wired, I might have been getting 14 or 15. I don't know, at a push. But either way, 15 megs wired is still not anywhere near as fast as the 45 or 50 that I'm getting steady on a Wi-Fi receiver at the minute from me. What am I talking about? Jesus. I'm getting about 40 to 50 megs steady at the minute on Wi-Fi where my Xbox is sitting. So it's still going to be faster than it was on copper. But ideally, for latency purposes, I would just like it hardwired. So again, that'll run through the Ethernet plug. So I've got three that need doing, possibly my Xbox 360 as well. But to be fair, I rarely use that. But it's always handy to have that extra port for something else. And actually, my brother found them for me on a website which I'd never been to before called 7-Day Shop. And he's found a four-way Ethernet plug, and it's less than 20 quid. And then the single socket one to go in at the other end is only about a tenner or something like that. So yeah, much cheapness. And according to the reviews that I've seen, I think that they look fairly decent. So they'll do the job. If I need to improve or operate them later on, I can do. I'll get them ordered later on. So the guy came and did that, and after he'd gone, it was all good, and I took out the router and I took out my NAS drive from the lounge, wrestled the cabling from the massive nest of tanglement that is behind my TV unit. No matter how many times I try and sort that out, I just cannot get those wires in any kind of order. It's an absolute jungle behind there. In the process of getting all these wires out, I did the sensible thing, because obviously they're all tangled and stuff, and I don't want to sort of pull any wires out while anything's still live or anything like that. So I turned both of them. I've got two big gangs with all the things plugged in behind. I turned both of the gangs off. So everything lost power. Okay, the TV went off, the amp went off, the TV box went off, everything went off. Cool. All safe. Doing the right thing, Graham. Playing it safe. Fished around, got all the wires that I needed, pulled them all out. They're not that badly tangled. I have tidied them up fairly recently, but they're still just, still like spaghetti. So I got the wires that I needed out, transferred all over to the study, came back, switched the things back on, and everything fired up one by one. Ping, 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 HD box, amp, WDTV, everything all fired up. Bing, bing, bing. Apart from the TV. Apart from my beloved 50-inch Samsung plasma that has served me well since we moved into this house. It's about 6 years old, and it's done me proud. It has hung on my wall, looking down at us, giving us endless hours of pleasure for the last 6 years. And finally, it gave up the ghost yesterday. I am gutted. It's been giving us a warning for a while. There's a couple of times over the last few months where it's just momentarily switched off and come back on again, as I've been watching, just literally off and back on. And we weren't really sure if it was the amp that was playing up, because the amp's quite old as well. We weren't sure if it was the amp or the TV. But it looks like it was the TV. And I guess by me cutting the power yesterday, that's just done it in. So I'm assuming it's a power supply problem. If I leave it for about half an hour or so, and then plug it in, the standby LED comes on momentarily, a couple of seconds, and then goes off. But if I try and plug it in straight away again, it won't come on, it won't illuminate. So there's clearly some sort of capacitance issue or something like that going on there. Either way, it's knackered. Now, realistically, I could fix it myself if it's just a power supply unit. I could order one off Tinterwebs and have a go at repairing it. However, I haven't even looked how much they are. I would imagine they're going to be about 40 or 50 quid. If I was going to pay somebody to do it properly, safely, and to have insurance and stuff, then I would imagine I'd probably double that, because I would expect about 50 quid's worth of labour, if not more. Realistically, I'm looking at a £100 repair. I wouldn't be happy repairing it myself, and the reason being is because I don't know anything about TVs. And it's just a bit of a gamble putting a power supply unit, especially, into something that I'm not really familiar with, because especially something that is on standby for quite a while, the potential of it going and engulfing the house in thick black smoke and flames is quite real. So I don't really want to be doing that. You know, I kind of value my house and my family and stuff, so I don't really want to risk setting everybody on fire. So I guess probably it's best if I don't tamper with it. And obviously paying 100 quid out to get repaired might sound like a good idea, but when the thing is 6 years old and its actual worth is probably only about 100 quid, that's plus, if I'm being brutally honest, the picture has been failing for quite a while now. It's gradually getting worse and worse. I'm getting, if I stand fairly close to it, where it used to give lovely deep blacks, now wherever there is should be deep black, it's got tiny little white flashes, tiny little white speckles, sort of, you know, running through the blacks, as if maybe some of the pixels aren't working properly. And also, when there is graduation from light to dark, so like around the edge of the picture, or if you're watching a film or something and it's in like a sort of a semi-dark room, if you like, the graduation from light to dark doesn't go smoothly anymore. It's very, very staggered. You can see clear lines of banding as it goes out towards the darkness at the edge. It's about due for kicking in the butt anyway. Plus, it's a plasma, and as much as I love plasma, I do. At the time, it was up against LCD, and plasma was a winner, hands down. For gaming and for watching things like football and stuff, which I used to watch a lot of football at one time. I'd never seen an LCD TV apart from the really, really, really expensive ones that I thought had a decent picture on them. You know, there was just what do they call it? Trails behind moving objects. So for like gaming and watching football, it was just a no-no for me, unless you spent thousands of pounds. And bear in mind, it just occurred to me yesterday that when I bought this plasma, it wasn't cheap. It was 1,200 quid. It was either 1,100 or 1,200 quid, because I remember just the warranty that we got. We bought it from Richer Sounds, incidentally. I'll talk about them in a minute. We bought it from Richer Sounds, and their warranty, they used to give a 5-year warranty, and they would charge 10% of the purchase price for your 5-year all comprehensive warranty. And I can remember I found the warranty paperwork about 6 or 8 months ago. It's expired now, but it was 120 quid, I think, I paid for the warranty. So the panel must have been 1,200 quid, which is crazy when you think what you can get for that now. Because obviously, we don't want to buy a new TV. As I think I mentioned today, we're saving for another car. We're trying to buy another car. A few other things. We're trying to get the garden landscaped and all the rest of it. So the last thing we need to be doing is black dust on me window. My window frame has honestly come through the trickle vent. I wonder if they've been... the ploughing the fields over the road, that'll be where it is. So the wind's obviously carried the dust over. It's come through the trickle vent. I wonder what the hell it was. We're trying to get the garden done. So the last thing we want to be doing is buying a TV. But sadly, it's been forced upon us. I brought the 32-inch TV down from the bedroom to use temporarily. God, it's tiny. It's really small. Really hard to see. Really hard to see. But yeah, anyway, so I digress. Anyway, sorry, I was talking about the comparison between LCD and plasma. Yeah, at the time it was either LCD or plasma, and plasma was a winner, hands down. And I did a lot of research onto these and settled up on the panel that I bought. It's only a 720p. I didn't get sucked in by the 1080p thing, because at the time there wasn't that much 1080p content around. I'm not a massive watcher of films. I don't like play Blu-rays and stuff all the time, so it didn't really make any difference to me. But also, all of the research on this 720p, 1080p thing, all of the research says, you know, it's only perceivable if you're like within about 4 feet of a 60-inch screen or something daft like that. So me sat 5 meters away on my lounge watching a 50-inch screen, I was never going to see the difference anyway. So it made more sense to spend... I could have got a 1080p one for the same money, but it made more sense to spend the money on the better quality screen, even at a slightly lower resolution, because that's the way it worked. And that was the general advice from all over the shop, including the guys at Richer Sounds. Now, Richer Sounds is often overlooked when it comes to buying this kind of stuff. But honestly, I have bought a hell of a lot. Well, not I say a hell of a lot, a fairly sizable amount of stuff. I bought my plasma from there. I bought my my amp from there, my Onkyo amp. And I bought my speakers from there, my Kef 1001s. I've bought the bedroom TV, the LG bedroom TV we bought from there, and I'm now going to buy another TV from there this afternoon. And you know why? Because the service that they give is brilliant, because the guys that work in there are techie geeks. They're not just like students that you'd find in Currys that are looking for a Saturday job that have been given a bit of training out the back. These guys are genuinely passionate about their tech and they know what they're talking about. Usually the advice that they give, in my experience, is 100% bang on. They just know what they're talking about and they're passionate about it. That's the thing, you know. And the warranties that they give, all their TVs now, they do a free 5-year warranty, the same as John Lewis do, which is what they were competing against before. They're brilliant. And the stock they get in is always, always, always at the best possible price. It's definitely a brilliant place to go. If you're looking for electrics, check out Richer Sounds, I think. Because if you remember when they first started, they used to be like advertising the back of like Viz magazine and stuff, Viz comic and stuff like that. You know, it was a really sort of, it seemed like an underground movement. I think a lot of the stuff they did as well was secondhand initially. But no, they're seriously worth looking at nowadays. So it comes on to what am I buying now? Well, I don't want to spend another 1,200 quid, obviously. But you don't need to spend that much. And the other thing that I don't want either is I don't want a smart TV. I don't need a smart TV. All of my other tech does what a smart TV would do, and probably better, if I'm quite honest. I don't need fancy sound output. I don't need, you know, subwoofers and all that built in and soundbars. I don't need any of that built into it. All I really need, because I've got a big amp and speakers and stuff, that's all taken care of. All I need is a monitor. All I want is a good quality screen. And looking around and trying to find a good quality screen without all the bells and whistles on is nigh on impossible. I can find lots of good quality screens, but then they chuck all these bells and whistles at them, and I know for a fact I'm just paying for the smart TV or the you know, the super uber duber sound and stuff, and I'm not interested in any of that. I just want a good quality picture. Plasmas are getting rare as hen's teeth. So it's going to be pretty difficult to find a plasma. I've seen one or two, but really, I think sensibly, especially after lifting that 50-inch lump of glass and plastic off the wall half an hour ago, God, I nearly broke when my wife had to help me. It's massively heavy. I think it's time to move on. Plus, the power consumption on the plasma is massive, and it is on quite a lot. So yeah, realistically, it makes more sense to move to LED. I would like to go to OLED, but they're just too pricey at the minute for what, especially because we haven't budgeted for having to buy this just yet. So it's come out of the blue. But I've done a lot of research, and essentially I found an ideal one for us at Richer Sounds, which is an LG one. Which hasn't got a smart TV tuner in it, hasn't got the fancy sound thing on it. It's just a good quality screen. The image, the all it's about is image, and that looks perfect. Looks perfect for us. And also, the one I've got at the minute is a 50 inch. But what occurred to me, is that if we buy another 50 inch, they're all frameless now. You've only got like the screen with maybe like a quarter of an inch of frame around the outside, if that, on some models. And I've got my speakers mounted to the wall, fixed You know, cables are all running behind, and the two speakers just sit there, perfectly mounted on either side. They were mounted in a specific position, so they looked in proportion to the 55-inch screen. But if I, to the 50-inch screen, sorry, but if I buy another 50-inch screen that is frameless, then these are going to look out of place. They're going to look way out of proportion because there's nothing around the outside. Whereas at the minute, my frame adds another, as I measured yesterday, adds another 5 inches to the size. So if I only buy a 50-inch screen now, it's going to look really weird with these two speakers just waving around in the middle of nowhere. So I've kind of been forced. I'm not entirely disappointed about this fact, but I've been forced to buy a 55 because it will fit. They will still look in proportion. Other than that, I was going to have to start drilling the wall, knocking the wall out. I'm going to have to refill and plaster it where I've chased the cabling through anyway. Plaster and repaint, sorry, where I've chased the cabling through. But no, I didn't want to have to start moving the speakers over and that kind of stuff because that would just be a pain in the backside. I didn't want to do that. So I'm going down this afternoon to pick up a 55-inch LED. It's an LG one. It's lovely. It looks lovely anyway. That should do the job. But certainly for now anyway. I mean, if I had lots more money, I scroll down the page, you know, and straight away you're up to like 800 quid, 1,000 quid, 3,000 quid, 5,000 quid. 20 grand was the most expensive one they had in the shop. Bloody hell, £20,000 on a TV. Really? And then it says free installation. I'm not surprised. I'd want you to come and watch it for me if I was paying 20 grand. I'd expect like a woman to come round every half an hour with a little tray with ice creams and juice, pots of juice on. So yes, I'm going to go and get that this afternoon from the lovely Richard Sounds in Nottingham. I've checked this morning. They have got them in stock. It is a store-only offer. It's not one of these interwebby things, so I'll go and get that later on. So this evening will be spent wiring in a new TV. I'm not entirely disappointed, obviously, because it's nice to have some new shiny tech, but I would just rather have not had to do it yet. Like any of these things, I would much prefer to kind of go, okay, we've landed a bit of money, or you know, we're going to budget for a bit of money, and we're going to go and buy a TV. There's your budget. Go and choose what you can get for your money. But the thing is, I've literally had to try and find the best possible value for money at the lower end of the market. So I'm not entirely chuffed. But ultimately, whatever I buy, I could probably spend like half of what I'm going to spend. No, I couldn't, because I couldn't get one that cheap. I could spend a lot less and get something that would do the job. And ultimately, it's probably going to be better than what we've got at the minute, being the fact that, you know, it's a newer screen for a start. It's going to be 1080p now. Not that that makes a difference, but all that stuff, it's going to be better than what we're using. But there was one I saw that was by Blaupunkt. Now then, Blaupunkt, they used to be a big name, especially in car audio. I think they possibly still are. But I don't ever remember them making TVs. And it just looked a bit sus. It was extremely cheap. Extremely cheap. It wasn't a 55 anyway, it was only a 50, so it wouldn't have done the job, but it was just extremely cheap, and it looked cheap, you know, the actual design of it looked cheap. And then I kind of thought, Blaupunkt used to indicate quality, and I can remember buying a Blaupunkt hi-fi, Blaupunkt stereo for my car years ago, and it was really, really, really expensive, you know. I'm going back to the early days of in-car CD players, and it was really expensive in comparison to all of the others. Blaupunkt was like a mark of quality, you know, and you would pay more for it, for the Blaupunkt badge. But when Blaupunkt are now selling a TV that's like 200 quid cheaper than their competitors, I just think, that doesn't look good to me. I have a funny feeling that may be just a budget TV with a badge on. Which, having worked in the white goods industry, I know is quite a common thing to occur. Whereas these factories in China will just make a machine and sell it to whoever wants to buy it, basically. So that way you get all kinds of different brands, but they're all the same machine. So there you go. So anyway, that's the agenda for this afternoon. Quick nip down with the boy. My wife's gone out this morning, so as soon as she comes back, me and the boy will go TV shopping. So, it's kind of bittersweet because I'm kind of obviously excited about getting new tech, but gutted that I've had to lay out a load of cash that we haven't really got, or we don't really want to be spending right now, to be honest. So, not on that anyway. I'm trying to spend it on other things. Dagnammit. So anyway. There's my tale of woe. So a little bit of good news, getting my fibre installed, but a bad news with the failing of my much-loved Samsung. It's a beast of a thing, man, just lifting it down. God, it's blooming heavy. Time to go. The other thing I want to say, I've got my Wi-Fi and my broadband, super fast broadband. I got the 8020 package that they call it, the BT Infinity 2, which is 80 megabytes upload and 80 megabytes download, 20 megabytes upload. But that's a sort of a guide, really. Obviously, it can be slightly less than that, but in this case, it looks like it's going to be more. When the guy connected it yesterday, it was showing at 81, I think he said. And he said that'll stabilize. He says you'll probably see that'll rise quite considerably, depending on time of day and how much is being used and stuff around the village. But he said, you should see that rise. And as he went out the door, he said, oh, it's climbing already. He said, it's touching 90 now. I thought, ooh, blimey. And even Wi-Fi, walking around the house, just doing sort of Ookla tests on my phone, I'm getting the lowest I've seen is about 38 megabytes right at the other end of the house and upstairs. But it's mainly hovering around about 48 to 50 on the Wi-Fi. So, I'm happy with that. More than happy with that. That's a ton better than we were getting. So, good stuff. Good stuff. Happy days. So, Saturday today, other than we were going to go for a bike ride with the boy, but firstly, the weather has turned evil. It's blowing a gale and chucking down with rain. So, we'll not be going for a bike ride, because we're going to go and buy a telly as well. And tomorrow I'm hoping to get out for a bit of a walk. I'm not sure where. Hopefully the Peak District. We'll just have to see. I'm going out with a friend of mine and we haven't sort of decided what we're going to do or where we're going to go yet. I guess that'll probably be partly dependent on weather. But I shall speak to him later. But if I am out and about, I will endeavour to do some audio bonus while I'm... Whilst I'm walking. You know, I often wonder what goes through children's heads. So my little boy dropped one, my big boy, dropped one of his DS games. He's got two of these big, huge plastic drawer things. We got them from B&Q. It's like a huge stack of multicoloured drawers. He's got two of those. And with all these multicoloured drawers in, he's got all his Lego in them, all sorted into different colours and stuff. So he's got these two big stacks of Lego drawers. And he came down last night and said, oh, I've dropped one of my DS games down the back of the Lego drawers. He said, can you come and get it for me? Well, they're not heavy. Even when they're full of Lego, they're not heavy. And he's at that age where he's kind of like, just like the first obstacle he gets to is shouting for help, you know. So I kind of said, well, no, just you can go and do it yourself. I said, just think about how you're going to do it. Work it out for yourself. See what you can do, sort of thing. So I sent it back upstairs. And he shouted again, said, no, I can't do it. Just think about it. Just take your time. Think about how you can do it, what you need to do, and you can work it out. So anyway, 5 minutes later, he comes strutting in, pleased as punch, brandishing this game. And he said, I got it. I said, oh, good stuff. So what did you have to do? And he says, oh, I did this and I did that. I said, you see? I said, yeah, that's good. I said, you looked at the problem and you worked it out. And he said, yeah. I said, does that make you feel better than just asking your dad for help? Yes, it does. Good stuff, says I. Well done, son. Shook his hand. Good lad. I've just gone into his bedroom. So he had to move a couple of bits. There were a couple of boxes next to these drawers, which he had to move out to help him get access. He also had to pull the drawers, the drawer towers, slightly forward a little bit so he could reach behind. So he's done that, but he hasn't put the towers back and he hasn't put the boxes back. The towers are just in the middle of his bedroom floor, and the boxes are just dumped in a heap beside his bed. Oh dear. Halfway there, I guess. Halfway there. Right, I'm going to go and I'm going to finish putting this laundry away, and then I'm going to make us all some lunch and prepare for the road trip to buy some tech. Oh, I'm secretly glad. No, I'm not. I'm kind of, it's really tough. It's really tough. I'm so excited about getting something new, but I feel really awful because, you know, we didn't want to spend this money. But I'm sure it'll all be forgotten about when we're looking at new 55 inches of gloriness. Hopefully. Right, I shall catch you later, guys. Whatever you're doing this weekend, I hope you have a good one. And I hope to speak to you all soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.